In Rwanda, 8 years after genocide set Hutu against Tutsi, more than 120,000 suspects are in jail. Rwanda's legal system is overwhelmed. And concerned that the delay in justice is denying justice, Rwanda's government has decided to allow many of the cases to be heard by local tribunals, known as gacaca. The first of the community hearings opened this week throughout the country. Dina Temple-Raston visited two villages in southwestern Rwanda and prepared this report.
Inside Chiangugu Central Prison, inmates argue as a discussion begins on the latest faltering steps for Rwandan justice. Most of the prisoners have been here since the 1994 genocide and are suspected of having taken part in the killing, but few have been formally indicted or tried. There are 6,000 prisoners in Chiangugu Central facility, three times its capacity, and conditions are so crowded, prisoners sleep on wooden pallets, in shifts. While it may take years, the hope is that the community courts, called gacaca, which means literally in Kiryawanda, justice on the grass, will help clear the backlog of cases. A prisoner accused of genocide takes the microphone.
Gacaca is vital to allowing us to move on. It is time to move on. Many of us are innocent, wrongfully accused, and gacaca will clear this up.
Gacaca courts aren't new. They've been used to settle land and cattle disputes in Rwanda for years. The aggrieved parties sat down on a patch of grass, stated their case, and allowed a village elder to make a ruling. As currently envisioned, genocide suspects will be brought to the villages where they allegedly committed their crimes, victims will testify, and a panel of gacaca judges will decide their fate. The sentences can be as harsh as life imprisonment, or could include a combination of prison time and community service. Kasim Kayara is a producer for the U.S.-based Internews Network. He's been working in Rwanda since 1996, making documentaries to help spur dialogue.
There are still inherent problems, say, like the perceptions of the different people, perceptions of survivors towards the families of those who killed, you know, their people, then the perception of the prisoners about these people who are outside. There's still a very serious level of mistrust and suspicion that I think will need time to heal.
Students at Mblezi Middle School sit in green and white uniforms at an assembly in an open-air compound. UNICEF reports 5 out of 6 children in Rwanda were directly affected by the genocide, and some of those children stand to ask questions here. Their questions are more curious than bitter, so as they take the microphone, it's easy to forget they're talking about a slaughter that they actually witnessed. One student asks about gacaca.
I wonder why the gacaca has been started without an ability to find perfect men to be the judges. I wonder if it is really possible to find someone who had nothing to do with the killing, someone whose hands are clean.
Justine Barasaba, a local representative with Human Rights Watch, said that concern was taken into account when the government resurrected the community courts. There's no such thing as a perfect judge, Barasaba says, and the government is considering whether judges can be completely impartial. Only by starting the proceedings, he says, can this be put to the test. The gacaca proceedings are bound to be emotional and difficult. These local courts won't be trying the masterminds of the genocide. They're being prosecuted by a United Nations War Crimes Tribunal in neighboring Tanzania. Even so, human rights officials are concerned the gacaca proceedings will whip up feelings of retaliation and revenge. They wonder who will provide calm when the accusations fly and the tempers flare. As students file out of the assembly, Rwandan gospel music of forgiveness plays over the public address system. What is clear, as the barefoot students disappear down the unpaved, unlit roads of Mblezi, is that gacaca represents a step forward. As Rwanda charts a path towards justice and redemption, it hopes its citizens will work out the details of forgiveness amongst themselves. For NPR News, I'm Dina Temple-Raston in Mblezi, Rwanda.